Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Gringo. I'm your host, Soul Gringo. Thank you for being here. We got a great show ahead of us. I have a very special guest, recurring guest of mine, Crazy T.
That's right.
What's up, buddy? How we doing?
Back in the studio.
Back in the studio. Before we start, I just want to make a quick announcement. I legally have to read this. There are no snakes harmed in the episode last week, or 2 weeks ago, was it, T?
Yes.
No snakes were harmed in the episode 2 weeks ago, and we do not condone the illegal traveling of snakes. Is that right?
Absolutely correct.
We were legally prompted to say this.
Right. Signed affidavits. We will not harm snakes in the future. We will not have harmed them in the past. So, yes.
And Deep did not come and raid us.
No. Deep are very friendly people. Any times in the last week's episode that Deep was yelled out, that was incorrect. We were misspoken there.
We were absolutely misrepresented.
Yes.
So back to things. I'm glad we got that out of the way. But we got a lot of things going on, Tom.
Yeah, let's talk.
We got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, dude. You got a whole list of stuff over there. Let's talk it out.
Let's do it, man. Now we got the MLB All-Star Game.
That's right. First up on the docket, man. MLB.
So how are the lineups looking this year, too? You're somewhat of an MLB expert. Can we get
first off, I like to say, like, it's crazy we're at this point in the season, but it's been a wild season so far. I'm a Yankees fan. They've just been crushing it. Red Sox are crushing it. It's making for, like, a great end of the year, like, just final home stretch, you know? There's other good teams going around, so I think we're going to have some good playoff baseball this year. I can't wait. We're a little more than halfway through, and I'm loving this season. Absolutely loving it. But we got the All-Star coming up. I'm looking forward to the Celebrity Games. Looking forward to the Futures Games, Home and Derby. And I'm looking at this lineup here. We got some good players in the All-Star Game this year.
Tell us who stands out in your opinion.
Well, Dave. I'll tell you who I'm really liking, who I voted for to get in there. You got Manny Machado having a good year. He's trade bait right now. He's not going to be on the Orioles at the end of the year. He's killing it in the year that he needed to kill it in.
Why would they get rid of him so soon?
He's on his final year of the contract. The Orioles they're not going to be good in the next 5 years. So, you know, they just got to trade him away for pieces. Rebuild, you know?
It's unfortunate. I think it's unfortunate, but they have to rebuild.
Yep. And then going down this list, also in the American League East, I like JD Martinez in there. Big bat. He's just been crushing it at the plate. I mean, it's a little easy when you don't have to play the field. Whatever.
I mean, he's a good replacement for Big Poppy, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. No, it's working out for the Red Sox. He deserves to be there. I'll give a shout-out to the Red Sox when it's deserving. Looking over this list, we got some reserves. That's in the starting lineup. The reserves, I really like. We got, I'm glad Michael Brantley's staying healthy. He's made an all-star. We were just watching a Yankee game, actually, yep. And he was at bat. So I'm glad he's finally healthy. And for these starters, I love what Severino's doing this year for my Yankees. He's already won 14 games. It's just nuts. He's like, he showed up. He's a real ace. I wasn't sure when he was coming up, but he's proven himself, and I dig it. And then Blake Snell, he's crushing it on the Rays, which is not, they're not doing great this year. So he's really stepping it up, and he got voted in last second as a reserve pitcher. Glad he made it onto the ballot. That's the American League.
That's the American League.
Yeah. You want to say anything about the American League roster before I break down the
I'm pretty stoked League? There's a good amount of Red Sox on this team.
There's a good amount of Red Sox, a good amount of Yankees, good amount of Indians, good amount of Astros. That's pretty much everyone.
Those are the big
yeah,
top dogs.
Every team needs to be represented. That's the rule. So, you know, there's some people on there a little more deserving than others. Looking down this list, you know, it's tough. I mean, the American League doesn't have great first basemen, so Jose Abreu, that's fine. Catcher situation, Wilson Ramos isn't having the greatest year, but you know that's fine. Nobody on here is.
I look through the list, and I want to ask you a quick question. Because there's a lot of controversy.
Right. This is just American League right now.
Just the American League we're talking about right now. Do you think my buddy Benintendi should have made the All Star cut? Like, should he have?
Just think the outfield. Look at who got in for the outfield. Mookie Betts, yep. Mike Trout, and Aaron Judge. Those guys are going to make it. Like, So he's not a starter. All right. Then we look at the replacement players. Sin-Soo Choo. He might have made it because the Rangers need a representative. So maybe that's a spot he could replace. Who's to say he's having a better year? You know, Mitch Haniger for the Mariners, he's having a good year. George Springer, he's having a good year. Nelson Cruz, good year again. So maybe Sin-Soo Choo, but, you know, the Rangers had to send someone. Just looking at his stats right now. Yeah. What's he doing on the year? 17 home run. Yeah, he's hitting .289.
He's not doing bad, dude.
No, he's not. No, he's not doing bad.
Is he all-star level? I don't know, but is he doing pretty good?
This is solid. This is solid. What's his OPS? .892. Yeah, he can be on the all-star team, especially if the Rangers have to send someone.
So I guess he qualifies.
Yeah.
What position does? What is he? Outfielder?
Outfielder, yeah. So, you know, Benintendi, it's tough, you know, if he deserves to be there.
All right, let's move on to the National League now, crazy team. I'm not as well versed in the National League as you, maybe.
Neither am I, but I'm going to look over this list. I'm going to tell you who really Yadier deserves it.
He won it last, or almost won it last year, I think.
Yadier?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. He's not having a good year. I wouldn't have voted him in. He's just a crowd favorite, and the Cardinals needed to send a representative. That's why he's on this list.
You don't think he's deserving?
He is not having a good year, man. Let's take a look at what I was going to get to him, but for my not deserving. 2018, he's hitting .275, 13 home runs, 40 home runs, 40 RBIs. It's fine. It's not crazy, you know? I just think he's a fan favorite and he gets voted in. I don't mind him as a player. I think he's a good player. But as for deserving, I think Nick Markakis is late in his career and he's just all of a sudden having this crazy season. And I think this is the first All-Star team he's ever made in his see how many years he's played.
What other team was he on, dude?
Oh man, he was on all of them. He was on Baltimore, Atlanta.
That's what I feel like.
That's it. But yeah, look, he's been playing for a while and he's finally like having the season to like put him on the team. He's in .323.
This is his first All-Star game.
Yep. And he's already got 2,000 hits. He's a good major leaguer. Who else do we have on this list here? Javier Baez. He's a big favorite in Cubs land. A lot of Cubs on this team. It's weird. Matt Kemp is on this list, but he has played up to par. I mean, he was getting tossed around. He's just people are dumping him, his contract, left and right. But he finally got on the Dodgers, and they're playing him, and he's playing good. Bryce Harper. This was supposed to be his All-Star break. I mean, his All-Star game. The game is at Nationals Park in Washington, but he is not having a good year. He's in about .210 right now.
.210?
Yeah, he only got voted in because he was supposed to be like the guy this year. He's supposed to be the representative for the game. He's hitting .214. He's got the home runs and the ribbies, but he's hitting .214.
That's not good, dude.
No. He's been so bad he had to.
Is he one of those players that strikes out a lot?
He's been so bad he shaved off his beard just to try and switch it up.
I can relate to that, crazy T. I just shaved my beard as well.
Yeah, you're a little mustache clad right now. So, I'm just looking over the list. Anything else pops out? You know, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of
John
Lester
games, pops out because he was on the Red Sox.
Yeah, he's having a decent year. I think he just got replaced by someone else. I think I forgot why he's not going on the game, but I think he just got replaced.
He's not doing bad.
11-2, 2.45. No, man. He's in it. He deserves to be there.
He absolutely deserves that.
Your guy didn't get in, you're Ben Detendi, but there's a lot of good names on this list, so it's tough to say who gets in and who doesn't get in.
And now let's look at this home run derby list.
Let's get all this major league stuff down, man. Looking at this home run list, some names pop out. Bryce Harper, I mean, I was ragging on him for average, but that doesn't matter in the home run derby.
What if he struck out in the home run derby?
Yeah, you don't strike out in the home run derby. I know. That'd be embarrassing. I like Freddie Freeman. I think he's been one of the better players over the last, like, 5 years. People don't talk about him a lot. There's Rhys Hoskins for the Phillies. He's really good. He's got a big bat. But also Kyle Schwarber, another guy. He just swings, and when he makes contact, the ball goes, so... I like those guys. Right now, I'm pick a guy to win it right now.
Pick it.
I think Bryce Harper at home wins it.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be good for him. Good for his team, yeah. You know.
Who do you think's got it?
I was gonna pick Bryce as well, to be honest with you.
Bryce, yeah.
Because I know the most about him.
Makes sense. It's got the backstory to it too.
Like, I know the most about him, and I know he's like a slugger and all that. So
yeah,
I would definitely I'd definitely pick him. So is that all we got for MLB right now, Crazy T?
Yeah, I mean, we'll
there's still a lot of trade deadlines coming up. So what?
Yeah, like I said, Manny Machado is the big one. We got some pitchers. Yankees need to go out to get a pitcher. We got maybe J.A. Happ will be on the trade block. Maybe Bumgarner, but I don't know if the Giants will let him go. He's been like the face of that franchise. But it's going to be exciting. There's so much more baseball left, though. Like, we'll cover it. We don't need to cover everything right now.
You got some secret things up your sleeve?
No, there's a lot of time left. We're gonna talk about it again.
I will move on from that. So I want to talk a little bit about this NBA free agency right now.
Let's do it. I haven't kept up too well. Why don't you start off? I'm going to look up and see if I can't get a
I want to start off with some recent news that my personal favorite of mine, Isaiah Thomas, recently signed a one-year veterans minimum contract to the Denver Nuggets. He'll be coming off the bench. I'm not sure how I feel about this.
What's happened to Isaiah, man? I don't keep up too much with Isaiah. Where's he been? What's been going on with him?
You know, since the Celtics traded him for Kyrie Irving and all that, he started off with the Cavaliers, really didn't do so well, 12, 15 points a game, ended up on the Lakers playing about 20 games. Then he became a free agent. Lakers hadn't wanted nothing to do with him, so the Nuggets picked him up for the veterans minimum.
No one else wanted him.
Not really, man. I mean, it's such a sad story.
Sorry, it's injuries?
Because that hip injury, dude.
Yeah.
It's because of that hip injury, but I think he recovered from that, to be honest with you, but he's just not the same, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, that is.
There was a point in his career where he was facing like a max contract, like $100 million, $150 million.
Yeah, that's nuts.
You know, it's unfortunate, man, that he has to sign for the veteran minimum. This, in a way, could be his time to like prove that he's worth that max contract or whatever the hell he thinks he's worth, you know?
Yeah. No, hold on. It says here he agreed to a one-year, $2 million deal with Denver.
Yeah, it's the veteran's minimum, $2
million. $2
million? Yeah.
Oh, that's fine, man.
That's terrible for him, dude.
Dude, that's nice, dude.
I mean, it's obvious, let's be real, $2 million is nice.
You only got to play like 8-10 minutes a game? He's set up, man.
He's set up?
Yeah, man. I wish that was my situation.
I think he wants more, dude.
I would love that situation.
You would love that
situation. I'd sign that situation tomorrow.
You would sign that situation tomorrow?
Yep. Speaking of like washed-up veterans, we got Dwight Howard signing with the Wizards.
I think he'll replace Marcin Gortat, the former center.
What do you think the Wizards do next year?
Nothing.
Exactly. Yeah.
The Wizards, same
Howard's going to do.
I mean, Dwight Howard, Stephen A. Smith actually, from ESPN actually said that like him leaving the Magic was the biggest mistake he ever made in his career.
Let's see here. We got, does Brooke Lopez have anything left?
Not really.
He went to the Bucks.
He freaks out a lot. It's kind of funny.
Tony Parker went to the Hornets. I thought that was interesting.
That was really weird.
I always picture him as like a...
I think he should have retired.
He should have retired as a Spur.
That would have been way better for his like image, his career, and all that.
Yeah, that was strange. But I guess, you know, money likes the money.
He's got to do it, man. You know?
Yeah. Any other
moves? Now that we see this, we missed this one last week because we took a week off. I unfortunately was on vacation.
I see the one you're talking about.
Now, DeMarcus Cousins to the Golden State Warriors. That's the big one.
Why? Why even go there? Why sign that contract? Why even offer him that contract? Do they need a DeMarcus Cousins?
They really don't need a DeMarcus
Cousins. No, they don't need half the things they already have. Like, this is why the NBA is dying.
I think it's dying.
I think the NBA is dying. Dude, oh my, when LeBron retires, watch the ratings, man. NBA is going to be worse than NHL in ratings.
It will not be worse than NHL.
It will. I think the NBA's got to do something about all these guys going to one team, hanging out with their buddies, and then, like, free championships.
I mean,
are what the Golden State Warriors doing right now good for basketball?
Can't be, dude.
No, it's bad. There's cap limits, but still, you could sign four or five of the top 20 guys. That's ridiculous.
Golden State now has 5 All-Stars in this.
Yeah, they don't need DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, Boogie Cousins was just like overkill, I think.
Yeah, I don't like, that's ridiculous. And why are these guys going there? You don't want to be the guy. You don't want to be the number one.
You don't want to be the number one option on the team?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, he wants to be the number four option on that team?
It's kind of crazy, too, man, because his previous team, New Orleans, they were kind of on the come up, you know?
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like what the Warriors are doing for the sport. But I don't find it entertaining.
Let's put something into account, though, with the Boogie.
If I was a small market team, I would just be tanking it for the next, like, 3-4 years while the Warriors ran their shit out. Because like, there's no point in competing in the West.
Well, like the Mavericks doing that, kind of?
What?
The Mavericks, they're kind of tanking.
Yeah. Because, like, what's the point? If
the whole process in Philadelphia, that tanking bullshit, they lost for years. And
yeah, do that until you're in a period where the Warriors aren't signing the top five guys. But, yeah, that one gets me angry. But I see one on here. What do you think of Rondo to the Lakers?
I think he'll replace Lonzo Ball, and I hope he does.
You think he'll replace him? Lonzo's not going anywhere.
He might go, man.
LeBron went to Lakers because he liked, he said him and Lonzo, he thinks he can pair up good with him.
I mean, I'm sure Lonzo and LeBron would be a good pair, but I think Rondo and LeBron would be a much better pair.
Really? What do you think Rondo's got left?
I mean, he averaged 8 points and 8 assists last year. I mean, he had a pretty decent season. I mean,
yeah. Where was he? I wasn't even paying attention to him last year. He was in
New Orleans.
Really? Yeah, I'm just looking over his line right now. Yeah, I mean, it's
he's still got some minutes. You can't forget about playoff Rondo, how like clutch he is in the playoffs and all that. So
yeah, you're right. I'm trying to look at his. Yeah, it looked like. Where's his steals? And he was always a defensive guy. He doesn't look like he's lost too much.
No.
He's just been on a team I don't see a lot, so it's hard to know where he's at.
The only thing that may come up with Rondo is I heard he's hard to coach. A lot of analysts have been debating whether or not Luke Walton would actually be able to coach him, LeBron, and all these guys.
Yeah, I think Luke Walton's going to be he's going to be fine coaching that team.
He kind of got demoted to assistant coach now that LeBron's on the team.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Let me look over and get some big names here. J.J. Redick to the
I kind of expected
re-sign with the 76ers.
Him staying. Yeah. What about JaVale McGee going to the Lakers? Does he make them any better?
That's interesting. He's got the experience just coming out off of last year.
Coming off a championship.
Yeah. So it wasn't bad. I saw him in one game start to go off. So, yeah, that's not bad. Lance Stevenson, 1 year with the Lakers.
Yep. That's another. Do you think that actually helps them too? Or?
I like Lance
Stevenson. He's got heart. He's got character. You know.
Yeah, I like Lance Stevenson. I don't really know his numbers. I didn't watch too much of him last year. Let me take a quick look here. He averaged 9.2 points a game. 5 rebounds. You know, he's kind a good
of,
role player.
Kind of pedestrian.
Yeah, good role player.
He was on Pacers last year.
Yeah, he's kind of... He hasn't played too much. What was this? Oh, he bounced around a couple different teams.
It looks like he played
2 years ago.
Like he played every game this year. Every single game.
He only started 7 of them.
Oh, okay.
Good. He fits a role.
Good role player.
Fits a role on the team.
Speaking of role players, would you consider PG-13 just an incredible role player?
Who?
Paul George.
Oh, Paul George? I'm mad at Paul George. I thought he was going to the Lakers.
Oh, don't be mad at Paul
George. I'm mad at Paul George. Paul George said he was going to the Lakers and then didn't go to the Lakers.
So you think I think he would have elevated them a little bit. But there's always the chance of Kawhi to go to the Lakers, dude.
I don't know what Kawhi's doing. If I was the Spurs, I'm so tired of him. He's, like, ruined his trade value for the Spurs. I would freaking sit him on the furthest end of the bench and let him sit there all fucking year.
You would do that
he's
to Kawhi.
He's pissing me off now.
He is kind of being an asshole.
Yeah, he's being a fucking prima donna, man. Like, shut your mouth. Let the team was trying to trade you, but you ruined your value by saying you're willing to sit a year. So, like, every other team's like, well, we're not going to give the Spurs anything for their All-Star if he's just going to sit and we could sign him next year.
Where do you think Kawhi's going, dude, if you had to make an estimate?
Where do I think he's going?
Yep.
I don't know, man. Clippers.
I was actually just going to say the Clippers, to be honest with you.
Cause I don't know.
He's not playing second fiddle to LeBron James and...
I guess not. I guess that's the big deal breaker. He why doesn't take a page from these Warriors all hanging out together and winning championships?
You know, the thing about him is, like, If he goes to the Clippers, I feel like it's a terrible choice. Like, how far do you think the Clippers really go?
Nah, I'm not impressed by the Clippers.
No, I'm not impressed by them at all, to be honest.
What do you think of the Thunder now that they got Paul George over there?
I mean, it's good for the Thunder.
They got rid of, what's his face?
Hoodie Mello.
Hoodie Mello.
Where, did he sign anywhere yet? Did they get traded yet? Let's look at the list.
I didn't see him anywhere on this list, but I thought he did.
I know they got to get rid of him, but I haven't seen where he signed or got traded.
Yeah, because he did opt back into his contract, but then they bought it out, which is not great if you're a player.
No.
No.
I mean, what's Carmelo really worth nowadays, though, to be honest?
Yeah. I never liked Carmelo. I think the Knicks, like, getting stuck in that whole Carmelo quagmire was bad. Yeah, they should have kept, like, D'Antoni and fucking booted Melo out when all that was going on.
I think Melo, I think his value has decreased so much in these recent years. Like, yeah. I think he does need to be a bench player.
Yeah. All right, well, once again, like the baseball, we'll see. I mean, it's going to play out.
We shall see. Now, I want to talk about something else. It's kind of basketball related. Have you seen the Uncle Drew movie?
I haven't seen Uncle Drew. You know, we talked about maybe going to see it. So,
I mean, it was such a good movie, I could see it again, honestly.
Oh, you saw it?
Oh, I saw it.
Oh, you saw it?
It was amazing.
Oh, we talked about going, though. So, I was busy, or...
You don't do Tuesday things.
I don't do Tuesday things. Don't do Tuesday things when I'm not asked.
Would you have driven to Meriden on a Tuesday?
Is that where the only movie theater is?
Or Wallingford, I mean.
There's one in North Haven.
That is true.
Man.
Making old Gringo look like such an asshole right now.
I'm calling you out on the cast here. Yeah. What did you think of... I can't comment on it, so what did you think of Uncle Drew?
I thought it was a good movie. It was put together pretty well. I think Kyrie Irving had a good vision as far as this movie goes. I'm not going to release too much information about it.
But He wrote it, right?
He wrote it, man. He wrote the whole shit.
Yeah.
But I think it's a pretty good movie.
You think he should have season-ending injuries more often so he could write more Uncle Drew?
Oh, get the hell out of here.
So he can write, like, Uncle Drew 2?
I don't think he needs any more injury. I think he needs to be back in the court for the Celtics and winning championships for us.
We'll see.
I think that's his big focus.
That was good. What do you give it out of 5 stars? How many stars?
I give it a 4.
4 stars out of 5. Wow.
4 to 5.
What do you compare it to?
There's really not much to compare it to be honest with you. But like maybe a mixture. It has the same vibe that Friday gives you.
Okay.
Like that same.
A lot of people having a fun time and.
A lot of people having a fun time, but there's a plot and it's serious.
All right. All
right. But it's silly at the same time. A lot of great actors in it. Shaq's in it.
Wow. Well, I mean, like I said, I can't comment on it. I didn't get to watch it.
And, of course, you know, the man Kyrie Irving is in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was a good movie, man. I definitely recommend that. Gringo recommends that to
us. That's your weekly recommendation?
That's not my weekly recommendation, but I'm going to recommend it. If you mention old Gringo at any holiday cinemas, you get 10% off.
Nice. I just
wanted to point that out.
How'd you set that deal up?
I can't release how I set that up. All right,
contracts are signed, though.
Contracts are signed. You will get 10% off. Nice.
Yankees took the lead back, 5-4.
The Yankees went down a little bit?
Yeah, the Indians are good, man. They tied them back up, but it looks like they're back on top again. Gregorius went for a home run. I dig it. All right. Yeah.
I don't dig the Yankees winning.
No, man, it makes for good baseball. You want them to win. You want them to win so you can hate them.
I want them to win.
Yeah.
I want the Yankees to win.
Yeah. So
I wear Boston apparel.
So you can hate them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cold.
No, it's facts, man. You got any NFL shit on there?
Nothing.
I got one thing we can cover.
Well, point something out.
What do you think about T.O. not going to the Hall of Fame ceremony?
I think that's real shitty.
That's real shitty.
They're going to mail him his jacket.
It's shitty that T.O. is doing that.
No, it's real shit that T.O. is doing.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, that's them getting back at him. Dude, that thing's going to be so fucking wrinkled.
They're going to, like,
that jacket, can you picture how wrinkled his golden jacket's going to be when it gets to him? Dude, he's going to have to steam that thing for, like, 2 days before he can wear it out.
He's going to just put that shit in the sauna, just hang it up.
Yeah, he's trying to, like, sound like the good guy. He's giving a speech at his alma mater, but really he's just being a punk because they didn't vote him in the last two years.
He had to wait 2 times before he got
it. Fuck off, T.O. You're an asshole. You're voted in based on more than just fucking. You're based on your character, too, so.
Has anybody seen him on Undisputed? Have you seen that, Tom?
No.
He went off. He went kind of crazy.
Yeah.
He said, I should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
I have all these stats. He had a shirt on with the stats on the back of his
blazer jacket. That's silly.
He's out of control, dude.
Yeah.
But that is real shitty on
his
part.
Never a big fan of his.
Was he a good football player? Yes, but was he kind of like a shitty asshole?
Yeah.
Was he disruptive to the locker room? Yeah, most likely.
Yeah.
Skip Bayless called him out.
Yeah, good. This was all recent. I gotta look these clips up.
Some of them he's been on there recently, but there's a lot of clips from like years and 2 years ago that he's been on. So.
All right.
I definitely recommend checking that out.
Yeah, let's move on. It's there's no air conditioning up here, so the studio is getting a little toasty.
The snake and tea den
is getting a little toasty.
It's a little toasty in here.
It's turning into a tea kettle.
Tea kettle.
Yeah.
Now you remember Gringo's hot takes, right, T? When you were on last.
Yeah, time. I remember them. Yeah.
I want you to lead off with your hot take.
Well, you just threw this on me.
I'm throwing this right on you.
I got to think of a hot take right now.
On the spot, man. I know you got something up your sleeve.
I forgot about the hot takes.
Yeah, I know you had something brewing earlier.
Did I say something that sounded like a hot take?
We were getting more into baseball, and you said you had to stop for legal reasons because you had to save it to the end.
Which I don't know which part you're talking about.
We were talking about the All-Star game.
Yeah.
For the most part.
A specific player.
I don't think it was about a specific player, but we kept going about the All-Star game. You said, "Oh, well, you know, I gotta save this for later, man."
I think the All-Star Celebrity Game will have higher ratings than the All-Star Game. That's my hot take.
You really think so?
That's my hot take.
Who's pitching for the celebrities?
Snoop Dogg, probably.
You think Snoop Dogg?
That's my guess. I think Bill Nye's playing in this year.
No way Bill Nye.
Yeah, why don't you talk while I try and find it? This is always hard to find.
Now, the celebrity All-Star Game, how popular is that to people? How popular is that in the MLB community?
Honestly, it's like my favorite. Celebrity All-Star Game. No, not NBA. Why would I want that?
Hey, we're not talking about NBA right now. We already covered that.
Here we go. Celebrity Softball Game. We have... I'll just pick out the people I know. Jessica Mendoza, she announces the Sunday Night Baseball. A lot of people find her annoying. Al Leiter, former Major League... Oh, Ricky Henderson's going to be in it.
Ricky Henderson, baby.
He was one of my favorite people to watch play. Fucking speedy old Ricky Henderson. These are the former players, I think. These aren't all the people. How do I find all the people? This is annoying.
Now, speaking of softball, how far could you hit a softball, Tom?
How far can I hit a softball?
How far do you think you can hit a softball?
450 feet.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. With ease. With no leg kick.
450 feet.
Yep. No leg kick.
If I threw you a nice pitch, could you do it?
You throw me off speed. You throw me fastball. I'll get underneath it, man. I'll pick it up. I'll put it down.
So if we went to the batting cages right now, you could go there and just crush a semi-pro pitch.
Oh, yeah.
80 miles per hour.
Yeah, man.
Some pros can't do that.
Yeah, they can. They all can do that. Oh, I'm really trying to find this All-Star Game thing. It's just not out there.
It's not out there.
It's not out there, which is just super weird.
So is that your take? The Celebrity All-Star Game will be...
We'll have higher ratings than the actual All-Star Game. Tell me that's not a hot take.
That's an interesting hot take. I respect it.
I'm not betting any money on this, but, you know, that's my take.
Now, my hot take is a little crazy. Because I don't have a lot of information to back it up.
Let's hear it.
It's mostly heart and character and how I feel about this person. Andrew Benintendi should be an All-Star. And I know we talked about this already. But I feel like he should be an All-Star, at least on the reserves.
No, I told you. We already talked about it, man. The outfield stacked. Who are you sitting between Aaron
Shin
Judge?
Kutu.
He's a reserve.
That's what I'm saying. I would replace him.
No, the Rangers have to send someone. Then who on the Rangers do you want to go instead of Shin Kutu? You got to do this logistically if you want to fit him on here.
I don't know. Can we go back to the list?
You want to see all the Rangers?
No, I don't want to see all the Rangers. I just want to see the All-Star list. I think it's still up right over there.
All right.
Who would I replace?
You got Mike Trout. You replacing Mike Trout?
I'm not. No starters are getting replaced. And no starters are getting replaced. Let me just look at the reserves.
Michael Brantley's been slaving over coming back from injuries his entire career. He finally makes an all-star
team. I want to say George Springer because I feel like there's so many Astros on the team.
The fellow Connecticut?
Yes, absolutely.
No, look at this dude's stat line right here. 15 home runs, 46 RBIs. You got to look at OPS to get any of this stuff. 753. It's not the highest, but...
He's not doing
compared to Andrew Benintendi, like... I still take this guy. Plus, he's like a crowd favorite. From New Britain, Connecticut, representing.
I wonder if he's Polish.
No, he's not Polish. He's just a good boy. What is that? Let's find Andrew Benintendi or whatever fucking his
Andrew
name is.
Andrew Benintendi stat line.
Let's check it out. Yeah. 2018 regular season stats.
Let's get it.
Team. Let's go. No. All right, you got to talk while I try.
All right, we're figuring out Andrew Benintendi's stat line. I think he should be an all-star personally. It's been a trending topic on Instagram. Vote Benny.
Yeah, because they were doing a thing as like the finalist. It's over. He lost.
I know he lost.
If he deserved to be there, he would have gotten there. Okay, well, already I see his name under the home run list. He's got one last home run.
Yeah, click Benintendi. All right, let's check his stat line out. 297, 14 home runs, and 57 RBIs. I think those are some pretty good stats there, crazy.
I want to see their war. Where's their war? You go by war, wins above replacement in baseball. Let's see who has the higher one. It's not on here, but I'm going to go to my trusty app. Because I am a baseball fanatic, I get all the specific stats to my phone. So let's check out George Springer. What do you think his WAR is here?
I couldn't tell you.
Wins above replacement. No, you don't know much about WAR?
I've never heard of WAR up until this moment. I'm not, as some may know, I'm not as big into the baseball as Crazy T is.
Wins above replacements. This is how many games they win. The team wins a year playing this guy above his replacement.
Okay.
All right. And it kind of, why we go by it is because God, I can't find this fucking stat anywhere. Hold on. Because it incorporates everything into it.
No.
Oh my god, why can I not find this?
Is this a real stat there?
Oh, I see. I had to click over, I think. Yeah, it's a real stat. It's one of the most important stats. That's why it's insane I can't find it. This is pissing me off.
Who do you think has a higher WAR?
I'd like to find the fuck out this... Why the fuck can't I see WAR?
I'm not quite sure there, Utah. But I'm going to stand. I'm going to double down on what I said of him being an all-star now looking at his stat line.
I'm going to baseballreference.com.
Baseball Reference, shout out to them.
All right, 2018. You gotta talk while I do research.
I'm trying to read what you.
Yeah, don't worry about it till I find it. Somebody's gotta cover airtime while I.
Now while we're looking up this stat, we'll keep talking about this. We'll just because I think he should be. I'm going to triple down that Benintendi should be an all-star. He has some great stats. He's a good guy, good player, fan favorite. I think he definitely deserves it. I mean. Him and Springer had a similar stat line, but in the same sense though, I do understand that Springer's like a champion. He won last year, blah 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 blah. So I kind of get it. So how much closer are we getting there, T?
Yeah, I'm trying. I don't know why I can't find fucking player stats. All right, God fucking damn, this is so annoying.
Not seeing the WAR.
it's too fucking hot up here too. Hold on.
It is very sweaty in the Snake and Tea Den. We are chafing right now.
Oh my god. I just want to find this so we could do this fucking goddamn bit.
You're gonna find it. You're definitely gonna find it. Woo! No, absolutely, but while you look for that, let's talk a little bit more about the NBA, dude. While you look for this.
All right, Andrew Benintendi, 2018 WAR 2.9.
That's 2.9 wins above his replacement.
So them starting Andrew Benintendi over his replacement equals 2.9 extra wins a year.
Is that bad or?
No, it's fine.
Is that pretty average?
It's borderline all-star game. I think Aaron Judge has a 5 right now.
Well, Aaron Judge and Benintendi are two different players, let's be honest.
Yeah, one's an all-star and one's not an
all-star. Okay, we're not talking about it like that. Don't be hating at the Red Sox right now.
George Springer, 1.9.
I stand where I stand.
I still think because he's a crowd favorite in this being an all-star game, I think he plays the field better. I
think he plays the field better.
And he's from Connecticut.
I mean, yeah, he's from Connecticut. I like that. But, you know, he's not on the Red Sox, so I can't really.
Yeah, you can't have every Red Sox on the.
No, you're absolutely correct.
Your boy Wonder will make it 1 year. He's young. He's like 25 or something. He'll make it. He'll get on there 1 year. Someone will get hurt, sprain an ankle or something. They'll vote him in.
Well, I don't hope that happens, but.
He'll sneak onto one of those one day.
You think so?
Yeah. Just barely, though.
All right. So that is Gringo's hot take. So we're going to move on to our.
And it's extra hot in here, so. And it's extra hot. The hottest takes possible.
Those were some pretty hot, yeah. Pretty fuego takes.
Sponsored by McDonald's hotcakes.
McDonald's hotcakes, delicious.
Yeah.
Now we're going to do our picks of the week, Tom.
Yeah.
Do you want me to start off with my pick?
Yeah, pick your week.
There's a little backstory to my pick now. I was at Cape Cod last weekend, as some of you may know, and I was at the flea market. And I found a CD for $3. It was Dr. Dre's The Chronic. Very classic West Coast album. Great album. And my pick of the week is the third track on that album. It's Dr. Dre, Let Me Ride. I'll say it again, Let Me Ride. Classic track, kind of a funny intro. It's just so good. It's such classic West Coast hip hop.
Yeah, this is specific to Cape Cod lifestyle, or?
It's not specific to Cape Cod lifestyle, but.
Where you live in
that. I can see where you may think that, but. See, he's got a crazy little intro. Yo, what's up? I'm your host, OG Henny Lope, and you tuned in to the $20 sack pyramid. Are y'all in the house or what?
This gets going on a little long, if you ask me.
It's a little, well, this isn't on the album. This is just the video.
When does it start up? Oh, man, this is rough.
Crazy, I don't know what you clicked right now.
It's the video, man. It's the official video.
It's not the official
video. We're watching fucking Dr. Dre eat a TV dinner right now. Who makes these videos?
Oh, there we go.
Jesus. That's a lot of work, man, for a song. We just watched a short film.
We just watched a short film.
A 3-minute intro to the song? Come on, it's 2018, man. That's an hour in 2018 time.
This is the 90s, man. He had money, he had time, he wanted to do it, bro.
That's too much. You're asking too much time for me.
Too much time.
What do you like about this song?
I really like the instrumental. I like the sample. I like the synths in the background. I like how like hard it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's pretty groovy, man.
Now, I want to know your pick right now.
I've been jamming on this band's album. I just got to find it. A More Perfect Union. That's Titus Andromachus, More Perfect Union, off the monitor. I've been jamming on this this album lately. I think this is a good song. It's like a Bruce Springsteen with a punk, you know?
Bruce Springsteen with some punk.
Well, it was just doing punk music from the get-go. Got some samples from Ken Burns' Civil War documentary.
Really?
This whole album is, these guys were obsessed with the Ken Burns Civil War documentary and inspired this entire album. And it's got all these samples from that documentary in it. I just think it's fun. They made an entire album about the Civil War. Documentary made by Ken Burns.
That's bad.
Not an album about the Civil War, but an album about the Civil War documentary by Ken Burns.
Now, where are these guys from?
Where are they from? I don't know. I can find out while we sample this music for a little bit.
So this is Titus Andromachus.
Titus Andromachus.
Andromachus. They are from New Jersey.
That makes sense. Like I said, Bruce Springsteen is a punk.
That was a badass pick there, too. No.
Oh, you gotta wait for the hook. You dig it?
I'm digging it, dude.
It's angry.
That was pretty groovy.
Yeah, so that's my pick. I've been jamming on that whole album, The Monitor. You should check it out. I think you'd like it.
I'll definitely check that out. So,
a little rock and roll for these kids out there.
A little rock and roll?
Yeah, for the kids, I mean.
Just for the kids, man.
Yeah.
Now, before we close out, T, I want to thank you for being here, sir.
Yeah, you shook my hand. They can't hear that on the podcast.
I want to thank you for being here. You're a very knowledgeable sports analyst over here.
Yeah, anytime. Anytime you need a guest, you're welcome in the, you know, I'm here recording anyway, so I can always just spin my chair around and get on the mic.
So expect T back during the playoff baseball season, everybody.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're going to have a lot of good takes on that one.
Yep, and guys, you know, if you're looking out for stuff to do, check out snakeandtea.com. We got we just posted another article. We're doing articles now. You can find that on our story tab. There's a ton of good stuff on the website, and definitely check it out. Snakeandtea.com. Snake and spelt out TEA.com. Or you can check us out Instagram. Check us out at the Owen Wilson Podcast. Or you can just come knock on my door at 30 Jones Street, West Haven, Connecticut.
All right. So, T, thank you for being here again. Let's shake that one more time.
Yeah.
This has been the Weekly Gringo.